Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to the Global Vision for Living Today. And no one has to say, hey, I don't need a vision. I got money in the bank. I don't need a vision. I'm driving a brand new car. I don't need a vision. My home is sitting across the lake. But let me tell you something. If you think you're going to wake up every morning and got your life figured out, you're wrong. And you're going to find out on the Global Vision for Living Today show that you need to be saved from a heck of a lot. But mainly, you need to be saved and pardoned for your sin. What must I do to be saved? Welcome this morning, Colonel Dr. William Harrison. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great, Dr. Capitino. Thanks for asking, and pray that you and the listening audience are doing equally well. Thank you.
Thank you, too. I can hardly hear you. So, oh, well, I know we're going to hear some good things coming from you. But what must I do to be saved? What does it mean to be saved? Saved for what? From what? Nothing really is working all around us. Many are saying, you know what? I need a turnaround. What you really mean is that you need to make sure that you're saved in the arms of the Lord. The word saved comes from the word salvation. So that means we need to ask God, our creator God, Psalm 83:18, God, help me. Help me. I don't know what I'm doing. I can't even figure out what I need to do, but I think I need to be saved from the wretchedness that I'm engulfed in. Colonel Harrison, when a person asks, what must I do to be saved? What are they really asking? What are they asking, and who are they asking?
They're asking, how can I get some help? I'm suffering. I'm having problems. I'm drowning financially. Personal relationships have failed. Trials and tribulation with the job, children, husband, whatever the case might be, they are reaching out for help like a drowning man that's trying to grab whatever he can grab as he's going under the water. So they're asking for help. They're asking for help because they can't help themselves. And the Bible says that our help, H-E-L-P, comes from the Lord God Jehovah, the Psalm 83:18 God. So they're asking for help, and they're reaching out and they're crying out. So I teach that they should cry out to God for help.
Okay, well, now let's kind of back up on this. What must I do to be saved? Saved, and you say help. I'm kind of thinking those two words don't go together. What must I do to be saved? Saved from what? Saved by who? What kind of salvation? What kind of saving? What must I do to be saved? Number one, it's no need of asking man, what must I do to be saved? Because in the Bible, as you just quoted, to be saved means to have salvation. And salvation only comes from the Lord. So when someone is asking for help, who are they supposed to ask for help from? Certainly not human man who's in just as worse shape as they are. What must I do to be saved? I think that connotation is, what must I do to get right with God? That's all that means. I don't need no help to get right with God. I need that God, the Psalm 83:18 God that you mentioned, to shine down on me and show me a new way of living, so that I can almost be guaranteed that when I die, God is not going to forget me. So what must I do to be saved? That means saved from sin, saved from living a debauched life, saved from my own self of sin and wickedness, sin. No man can help me or you or anyone else with that. So let's walk this thing back again. What must a person do to be saved? Not get some help. Help for what? Then now we got to go into, well, to stop stealing, help to stop. All that comes from God. Let's back it up again. Maybe I didn't say it plain. A person in his self soul is asking, oh, I'm tired of me. I'm sick of me. I'm sick of everything about me. What must I do to be saved? I want to get to where God is. I want God's favor. I want God to help me, hallelujah, when I cry out. So let's answer that again. Can't nobody give no kind of help for somebody to be saved? What must a person do? What must I do to be saved? Saved from sin. That's all I need. I don't need to be saved from nothing else. God created us in his image with everything about him within our soul. What must a person do, Colonel Harrison, to be saved? Let's answer that again.
They must turn from wrongdoing, turn around, turn away from the things that are causing them problems, causing them hardship, causing them trials, tribulation, causing them heartache. They got to have a change of lifestyle from the lifestyle that they're living. And as they turn around, turn away from the worldly life, the sinful life, they turn to God. We call being saved means coming unto God, coming unto salvation. Salvation meaning deliverance from the power and penalty of sin. So they have to turn around to make the first step. Turn around and change their way of life and then pursue after God through prayer, seeking God through prayer. So that's the first step. Turn around, make a decision to change their life, their way of the life and the lifestyle.
Now you're talking. I didn't think you heard me on this help. I don't need any help, but I need salvation from God. And that is the only thing that's going to pay but the penalty, as you just said, of sin. We were all born in sin through Adam and Eve. Our first parents sinned in that garden. When they were kicked out, we were born and started this madness called living in sin. You're not going to get anywhere living in sin with your back turned toward God. You're not going to get anywhere looking around at material goods and boasting about your health and what you have. You must be saved, saved from the wickedness of sin. We must be saved from sin itself, because anything walking in sin cannot be pleasing to God. Colonel Harrison, why should we be interested in pleasing God in a saved state?
We should be interested in pleasing God because God is our creator. And God created man and woman in the likeness and image of himself. And God has a plan for us. So God, the creator, he who created us, we should want to please. We should want to satisfy because he has a plan for our lives, a plan to do us good and not evil. So God has already mapped out things for those of us who come to know him during this lifetime and humble ourselves and yield ourselves unto him and his guidance and his direction in our lives. So that is part of the process, seeking the Creator, being obedient to the Creator, loving the Creator, and developing a relationship with the Creator God.
Right. What kind of plan? You mentioned a plan. What kind of plan does God have for the lives of every human being on earth? What is that plan?
God has a plan, an eternal plan for mankind on earth as well as a future, the new heaven, new earth, new Jerusalem. God has a plan that he wants us to live in this life in love, loving him first, loving others, helping one another, encouraging one another, helping to provide for one another, and just live a good quality life. And once we develop a relationship with God, he reveals what it is he wants us to do. Some he wants to work in certain professions. Others he wants to work in the ministry. Others he wants to do outreach missionary ministry. And different things that God has purposed that he wants each one born to do. So we have to identify, connect with him, find out what his will, what his plan is for our lives, and then do that plan, and then God will favor us in this life as we do his will for our lives according to his plan.
That is very good, but what is the plan? What is the plan? I'm sitting here, I'm sick, sad, and sorry.
Sir.
I'm broke. I've done everything
yeah.
I know to do to please a God that says he created heaven and earth. What is that plan then? I got my
yeah.
pen and paper here. What is the plan then? What is the plan? What is it
right.
that God, what is the plan of the ages from the time Jesus was sent from above? What is the plan for living for all mankind? Because I want to know what can I do to be saved. And if there's a plan, well, I want to know what that plan is. What is the plan? What is the plan for someone saying, I want to know what must I do to be saved?
The plan is to serve God, be a servant of God, serve God, as it pertains to our relationship with him, as it pertains to our relationship with others, as it pertains to our relationship with family. God wants us to be servants, to tell people about who he is, how what he's done for us, what he can do for them, what he will do for them, what he desires to do for them. So we become servants and messengers and ambassadors and disciples for God, serving God here on earth so that prayerfully God wishes none should perish, but we all must yield, humble ourselves, become servants of God. His plan is for mankind to serve him.
Okay, his plan is for mankind to serve him. Is that the same as worship him? Is that the same as to worship God? What must I do to be saved? Does that mean I've got to worship him or just be a servant? Let's break that down.
Yes, it includes worshiping him, serving him, telling others about him, living the kind of life that he desires and wants us to live. Worship him, helping others, doing good deeds, doing good things for people, not hating anyone, not despising anyone, helping the elders, helping those who are unable to help themselves, visiting those who are sick and shut in, just being a good person all in all through every fiber of our body. And God leads us and guides us with instructions to do that. So serving him, worshiping
okay.
him, edifying him, building him, all of that is included.
I can hardly hear you, but I'm listening for God, his son, that said, none are good, no, not one. And that was centuries after our earth and mankind was created. None are good. So I'm going to have to kind of rub my face on that. He wants us to be good. You know, when you start talking about salvation, that not only means the person itself, that not only means the one standing next to him, but a person should be interested in his family. So we don't want to say, oh yeah, I'm saved, that's it. We want to make sure whatever this salvation imparts, and it talks about that in the Bible, that even those in our own family are included. So I'm thinking now, let me go back here. What must I do to be saved? Well, number one, we have got to acknowledge God, because how are you going to be saved, or anyone be saved from living a treacherous life that's not going to lead to salvation? That is not going to happen. So I'm thinking in my mind's eye that some of these things that I need to do to be saved is to, number one, acknowledge God. I need to seek God while he is present, ever present. The world is still standing, so that means God is alive and still in charge. What must I do to be saved? I must pray to God. Whatever it is I must do, I need you to show me, God, what to do. I'm living a disastrous, murky life. I'm living a life that I know does not align up with what scripture, little scripture I do know. What must I do to be saved? What must I do to be a better person, better today than I am yesterday? What must I do to be saved from roaming up and down the earth, not acknowledging God? What must I do? What must I do to be saved? Someone asked that in the scripture. What must I do? Acknowledging God comes first. How are you going to acknowledge God? Through prayer. And you know, we are the master and mistress of telling people about prayer, how to get a prayer through, why pray, who to pray to, what time of day should you pray. We've covered all of this. But what must I do to be saved? We're going to name three core things so that when this broadcast ends, you can work on it. You don't have to guess and say, oh, I wonder, what did he mean by that? What did he say by that? I see you, your hands. To be saved means to have God's forgiveness for your sins. That's it, in a nutshell. All you want is for God to forgive you for what you did yesterday, day before yesterday, last month, 2 years ago. What must I do to be saved? I need acknowledgement. I need forgiveness for my sin. Why should I run around trying to be three dimes and a bag of chips and I'm filled with sin? I need to be forgiven for the things I've said and done and not said and not done. Carol Hanson mentioned telling others, you can't tell anyone anything you don't know. And if that's the case, we sure is behind. We really behind. I just read, let me tell you guys, I just read something about the requirements for a church. They've already started across the water. They have people that are coming in to check people preaching a hate message. And you know what a hate message is? Telling people what God said about their lifestyle. They will get a fine and a 5-year religious probation or something. This thing. Hey, you guys, this is all new. So if you asking, what must I do to be saved? You better hurry up and put the answers into effect. And when I say hurry up, because the day and the time is coming when you're not going to be able to. I've heard people say, oh, shut down. Well, go on then. They waiting on you. That's what they want you to do. What must I do to be saved? Live an upright life before God. Faith without works is dead. To live a number two, living an upright life. People know, I know, you know when you're doing something that is not spiritually correct in the eyes of God. Oh, well, I didn't know that. Well, I tell you what. If some people I know back on the street in triple force, I've never seen so many people walking down the streets carrying Bibles. Where I live, somehow, they doing it here. Oh, my God, I never saw it. And it's interesting, they're not talking. They just carrying that word. Because if someone see a Bible under your shoulder, they already know something about that. And if they see you walking carrying it, you got a message. And it's not good for those that don't know what God wants them to do to be saved. Colonel Harrison, give us something else. Put some more meat on the burner. What must I do to be saved? There's one important thing that we saved for last. There's one important thing. What is the most important thing a person can do to be saved?
Get to know who God's son Jesus Christ is. That is very, very important because Jesus is the Savior of the world, and no man, woman, or child can become saved, become delivered from their wrongdoing, come delivered from their bad conduct, become delivered from sin, and unless they accept Jesus Christ. The Bible says Jesus is the only way. He's the way, the truth, and the life. So no man can go unto God the Father unless they accept the Son, God's Son, Jesus Christ. So it's very important that we find out who Jesus is and accept him as our personal Lord and Savior. It begins with Jesus' salvation, and then Jesus is the gateway to us having access to God.
Well, you know what? That's very good, but we're right back to this get to know God, find out. How is anybody going to open the door and walk out and go down the street and say, I'm looking for God? When you say find God, find his son, I think we need to clarify that and use another phrase coming out the gate next time. No one is going to be able to just find God. God has never been lost. When you find something, you're looking for something you obviously don't have, or you have lost. So God has never been lost. John 5:30 says, I can do nothing on my own. I can do nothing without God. Jesus said, the Father and I are one. So now, instead of trying to seek it out, we've got to look at this. We have got to, in the prayer of our hearts, identify those that are really preaching and teaching. I'm not going to run into 1,000 churches looking for God. I've never been told to do that. The Bible has said, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. That's referencing Jesus and his Father, Jehovah. Look out. That don't mean look out your window, open the door. Oh, I'm going out here. I'm going to walk out and find God. Let's put the shoes on the right foot that are the right size. What must I do to be saved? We write back to last month's lesson. Fall out and pray. 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 Say, God, I may not know you. God, I may not know all about you, but I've heard something about you. God, I know I didn't create myself. So the same man will say, if I didn't create myself, somebody else did. Father in heaven, I know that's where you are. I don't have to know all the Bible. Somebody has told me something about you. I overlooked it. I ignored it. I didn't want to do it. That's why we are flesh and blood perishing without the real spirit and the unction of God leading the way. Somebody said, oh, well, you know, I got a BA degree. I got a doctorate. What does that mean? What does that mean? You still have a carnal mind holding all that knowledge. But are you doing anything for God? That's the final finality of today's lesson. What must I do to be saved? Yes. What are you doing for God? What are you doing for God? We can look out and say, well, this is what I'm doing for Satan. I'm hanging around with the wrong people. Bible says bad associations for useful habits. Ain't got no habits from the get-go. What must I do to be saved? Well, now let me see here. Let me see here. The person, I got to know who going to save me and what are they going to save me from? What must I do to be saved? Who would even go to humankind and ask that question? What must I do unless there is an appointee by God? We're talking that all you guys out there in them 2- and 3-piece suits. Cut it out. Cut it out. You're telling people what to do, but you're not showing them what to do. Bishop Mim said, lead out and show how. You can't get anybody now to hardly listen to anything worth listening to. It has to do anything with God. Because, number one, they've got to know, well, okay, this invisible God, what is he going to do for me? What should I be doing? And we've already touched on that. Number one, seeking God. Colonel Harrison loved to say, find God. Well, then how are you going to find him out? These preachers is behind shut doors. They standing out for you to walk up and ask them nothing. If they don't want to knock on the door, do what I know some are doing, just walking down the street, ain't even looking at anyone, because they have got to take the first step. If you know you don't know, and most people know a certain step, one thing they know about them, they're going to come on in your house free and teach. You cannot expect anybody just to look at somebody and go, oh, yeah, well, what must I do to be saved? Do I have to stop eating Cheerios? Do I have to be a vegetarian? Come on. The Bible's for all of us to make ourselves known to one another. You ain't going to do that. That's old-fashioned. No wonder the world is messed up. Ain't nobody. How would they know to go into a Pentecostal church? How would they know to go into a Baptist church? How would they know to go into a Methodist, Lutheran? How would they know? One thing about it, 400, almost 500,000 since the pandemic. The pandemic, when people were told to stay in, how would they know who to go to? Well, I tell you what, that's over 40,000 churches closed. Two-thirds have not even opened yet. Great people buying them up. Others, they on the rooftop adding second floors to Kingdom Hall of Jehovah's Witnesses. Why? What must I do to be saved? Oh, yeah, you're going to find out. You're going to find out. When a person wants to be saved, that is a call to them from God. And most people know, like them 12, minus one that followed Jesus, every one of them was killed. Every one but one. They knew if they followed him. So that means, hey, you guys, we got some cowards walking around. We got cowards walking around. We got cowards walking around. If we're talking about someone asking, what must I do to be saved? The one that asked this was in a garden. He wasn't inside no building trying to figure nothing out. Who was he? He was in a building, and nothing came. The one on the outside in the garden, he passed by. He said, well, you know what? There's a pool of water. I can get baptized now. At least he knew that. What must I do to be saved? Number one, the only first, your first step, pray for God, for the God of heaven to send somebody your way. You will know the men if they put their life on the line. You will know them. They ain't running around with a bunch of children in behind them, because that sends another message. Wake up, world. What must I mean me? Colonel Harrison, let's kind of take this on to another focus before we close. No one knows how to identify anybody talking about God. He said the Spirit will bear witness. So right now, with little time we have left in this world, and if a person knows their life ain't right, they not acting right, they running with the wrong crowd, they trying to get backpacks. What is it, Colonel? What must they do to be saved?
They must submit to God and return unto God. Submit to God, return unto God. Yield unto God. Yield their life unto God. Yield their ways unto God. Yield their mind and their hearts unto God. And return unto God by turning away from wrongdoing. And God will receive them.
You know what? And I'm sure we are going to have that lesson next week. Turning back. Some of these people know they did wrong, but they don't want to do what it means to be saved, and we're going to touch on that. God bless you all. Thank you so much for tuning in again. Hope we weren't too hard on you. But if you're not doing what God asks you to do, you're not doing nothing. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, you might as well order your casket if you can afford to, because nothing but what you do, I do, me do, you do, nothing but what we do for God. It ain't going to count. In Jesus' name, have a great weekend. Thank you. See you next Saturday, same time. Blog Talk Radio, Global Vision for Living Today.